This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. We've been hearing a lot of conversations that are being had about how farms are going to save money in 2025. Producers are looking for ways to trim the budget, but cutting corners is a slippery slope. If you slash in your inputs too much, your crops could be in serious danger now and in the future. We talk with FMC's Gail Stratman next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
We know that profit margins in agriculture are very tight right now, but we did hear increased stories of more insect pressure, disease damage, and even weed increases. Now, we saw that because farmers were cutting budgets on crop protection products. Gail Stratman of FMC says this is the last place you want to slash and burn on your budget. Precision applications and trimming are one thing, but you can't cut corners.
Yeah, you know, we're looking to save money in 2025, but we got to also think about what is our return on investment. And so as we think about weed control, as we think about disease control, don't think about it in terms of just what the check you're writing and the cost of those products. It's what return are you getting from those, and what could those potentially cost you if you cut those in 2025? You know, the example I always use with a lot of growers is if you know, they always tell me, these herbicides are too expensive, these fungicides are too expensive. Well, I always say, okay, if you cut herbicides out of your operation and you had no weed control, what would that cost you in yield? A lot of times they'll tell me it's 50%. Okay, let's take simple math, 200 bushel corn, reduce that yield by 100 bushel an acre times $4 an acre, that's $400 in revenue you could potentially costing yourself by taking out $40 or $50 worth of herbicide. So you see a tremendous amount of return from those products. And so I just say in 2025, think about what's giving you a return on investment and continue to employ the plans that we've talked about for the last couple of years, because we're going to need revenue off of those acres and maximize that revenue. And weed control and disease control are extremely important parts of that, and parts we probably can't live without as we produce a crop year in, year out.
Stratman says if we cut corners now, it's going to leave us in a more expensive problem in the future. If we let diseases, pests, and weeds get a stronger footing, it'll take more resources in the future to gain back the ground we've lost.
We need those strong residual herbicides like our Authority Supreme, Authority Edge, Authority First Down, because that's our first line of defense, and it really protects that crop from day one and keeps those weeds at bay, because we know if we let those weeds get away from us, they're going to cost us yield and we're going to spend a lot more money trying to rescue them. Overlaying or layering that residual treatment of Anthem Max over the top. So weed control is first and foremost. And I'll say, based on the disease pressure that we've seen the last couple of years with tar spot, and then this last year with southern rust coming in on top of that, the yield responses that we're seeing from 20 to 50 bushel an acre from disease control is another one that we're really seeing tremendous response on. And so, you know, that fungicide piece late in the season, I know that's an area where a lot of times growers just say, I'm done spending money. I don't want to put a fungicide on this crop. But really think about what the return on and what that can bring you from a yielder standpoint late in the season. So those are a couple of areas that I really strongly encourage growers, don't just automatically cut back on that.
We have a lot more on that conversation coming up tonight on Ag Matters PM. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.